Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Chamber Podcast. This is Sarah Solomon, and I am excited to be bringing you a holiday special episode focused all on the small businesses that make up our community. The month of December is all about the quickly approaching holidays. There's lots of parties, lots of time with family, and lots of shopping to make sure you get that perfect gift. In the spirit of the holidays here at the Chamber, we wanted to put together a special show for you highlighting some local businesses who help make Tallahassee a great place to live. First up, I had the chance to speak with Mark Cross, president of Tasty Pastry Bakery.
My name is Mark Cross. I'm with the Tasty Pastry Bakery in Tallahassee, and we are a small retail and wholesale bakery that was started in 1963 by my parents. My dad had just gotten out of the Navy and was interested in having a bakery that had quality products, custom-made things, and that's what we do today. We still use the same family recipes. And we make and bake a lot of customized things for customers as well as local restaurants.
That's great. So you have a long history in Tallahassee, the business kind of passed down through the family. Tell me a little bit about doing business in Tallahassee. What makes Tallahassee a great place for your bakery to succeed?
Yes, Tallahassee is a very good business environment. And in part, it's because of the closeness of the community and really the small town nature, but sort of a large city, not a large metropolitan area, but that's what keeps us small, where we know our neighbors, we know the people that shop with us, and we also do the same and try to shop local and shop at, you know, locally owned and operated businesses.
From your perspective, what is the importance of shopping and using small businesses when you have a choice to either shop local or maybe order something online? What would you say to encourage people to utilize local businesses?
Well, one thing I was just talking with Ben, the owner of Lucky Goat Coffee. They purchase their things they sell in their coffee shop from our bakery. And he and I were talking about how local businesses need to support each other because the big chains and the restaurants, other companies, they have, they're limited to buying things, so they have uniformity over all their markets all across the country. And small businesses can provide unique products and things that are just found within the community, and the businesses can support each other, and it really helps us do a better job for the local community. It provides that uniqueness and that sort of homespun sort of feel that you get by shopping local, shopping small, supporting your small businesses.
What is the holiday season like for you? What do you kind of historically have seen around the holiday season, and what do you do to prepare for that?
Well, for most bakeries, the holiday season is the busiest time. You know, when you think of Christmas, you think of Christmas cookies and Christmas cakes and all kinds of sweet treats to eat and things, coffee cakes and just Christmas cookie trays is one of our biggest sellers. We have customers that want a cookie tray to either take to work or take to their family event or to have for Christmas Day. And we have people that give those as gifts. So we do have local people in the community like law offices or realtors that will order, you know, 25 or 30 cookie platters from us to give to their best clients and clients and friends. So that really makes us have to do large volumes of really cookie production, cookies of all kinds. You know, we become a cookie factory, if you will.
Yum, that sounds great. Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Is there any last tidbit that you'd like to share with anybody who may be listening to the podcast?
Well, I just want to thank all of the many customers and friends that we have in the community. And I want to wish everybody the best of the holiday season and Merry Christmas.
Another newer business to the Tallahassee area is Rebels Boutique in Midtown. Take a listen to this interview with the co-owners.
I'm Kelly Osley, and I'm Shelley Wittstrom, and together we've decided to come up with Revels Midtown Boutique. We planned this for over a year, working on our business plans while working our full-time job.
We're not just a boutique, we are actually a bartique. So we offer men's and women's clothing, apparel, gift accessories, but we also offer local beer and wine.
What inspired you guys to start up a venture like this?
Well, we've been friends for years, and we've always kind of joked around saying, if we could do something other than what we're doing, what would we do? And I just said, oh, I'd love to open a boutique one day. I've always had a passion for fashion and socializing and meeting new people. And Shelly said the same thing,
that I've always wanted to open a boutique. And so we just wanted a new venture in our life, decided it was now or never,
right?
I love that. So I wanted to ask you guys a little bit more about Tallahassee. If you could just kind of paint the picture for me of your history here in Tallahassee, and then kind of include in that answer what makes Tallahassee a good place for you to have your bartique.
Well, I've been here since the early 80s. We moved here when I was a sophomore year in high school, and I've raised my family here. So I think having this bartique here, we're the first ones to do it in Tallahassee. So that kind of makes us unique.
Absolutely.
And as far as for me, I've been in Tallahassee, since the early 90s. I married a Tallahassean. We're raising our family here. Tallahassee is a unique community. I feel that it is a loving, compassionate community that really supports one another. I don't feel that that's not in all cities, and we're a little big town, and we love that.
What is the holiday season like for you guys? I guess this would be your first holiday as a store, so how have you prepared? What are you expecting? Give us the lowdown on the holiday season and the shopping season for you guys.
Well, we definitely had to stock up on all of our sweaters and outerwear and gifts and jewelry. And so
we're stocked. We've got plenty for people to choose from. We're here to help them make the selections. I think we love it. We both love Christmas. This is our favorite time of year. We love the season. We love meeting new people. It's hectic and crazy, but we love it.
So what would you guys say as business owners to encourage somebody who has options when they're deciding where to shop this holiday to choose a small business?
Well, I think of several things. I mean, the list could go on and on, but I think we could highlight on, you know, it's important to support our mom and pop. I mean, they're closing around the country every day to the big box and big brands. We want to encourage people to shop local. It's important so that the investment stays here in our community, and it helps not only businesses, but it employs our neighbors and others that provide services for local business. For example, we're partnering with the local vineyards. We're also partnering with the breweries. We partner with jewelry makers. I mean, so we're trying to do everything that we can to keep everything local, to keep our community thriving.
Absolutely. That's a great answer. I didn't know that you guys were partnering with so many other local communities, and that's great to hear. It's kind of the system that just works together. You never know how many lives that you are affecting when you make such a small purchase.
You are exactly right.
Kelly and Shelley, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the podcast.
Well, thank you so much for including us. We're really excited to be a part of Tallahassee community and being a part of the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
Thanks to all of our guests for help making this special episode of the Chamber podcast. If you'd like to find out more about either of these businesses, we'll make sure to include the links to their pages in the podcast description. If you want to check out some of the other great businesses that make up the Tallahassee Chamber, I would encourage you to head over to our website, talchamber.com. That's talchamber.com. And remember to follow our social media accounts for updates. Happy holidays, and when you shop this holiday season, remember to consider local.